welcome back to another episode of Studio Flows. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Manny Fate.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Let's get the big thing out the way. I would hope we're recording this on a Wednesday. First of all, let me apologize. We recorded last week's episode on a Monday. I had everything edited on Tuesday, ready to go. I even woke up in the morning, put a little, you know, update to the Diddy story and all this. Manny Fontaine hit me on Saturday. He's like, "Oh, I was going to ask you something, blah, blah." We talked for about 30 minutes, something like that. I got on the phone with him. I was telling Sarah, I was like, "Oh, there was a funny part in the episode." So I went to my podcast app and tried to load up the episode. And was like, "Wait, the episode ain't on here? I didn't load it up." Lo and behold, I go down there and I did everything but the audio. So that's why
You need to take a break, man.
It's coming in November. Don't help. Don't push me. I'm going there.
Don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
I'm trying not. All right. So we're recording this on a Wednesday. April 3rd, we're past all the April Fool shenanigans. That should have been more than enough time to listen to this long album.
Come on, Beyonce?
Yes, Beyonce, Renaissance, oh Act 2, Cowboy Carter. Manny Fonte, what was your thoughts?
It just was unneeded. Ooh, it was really unneeded. Like, yo, listen, this is the first time I had to step outside myself and just be like, yo, it's just not for me. Like, I was like, you know, and you try to be like that for Beyonce because it's Beyonce. So you try to fuck with her creativity, you know? And I was just like, this is like Beyonce and Friends. And it's like
Country this Friends.
This is Country Friends, right? But it's like that rich person that gets to do too much shit. They just got too much access to too much shit. And they're just doing everything. It'll just be like, come on.
What'd you say? You're like, man, Beyonce basically said, I think I want to go to space.
Yeah, she basically like that. She basically like, oh, let me buy it.
I'm bored.
So you wasn't buying the whole, the reason this album came along is because of Daddy's Girls and the way
and that the she country grew up in Texas.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Absolutely. It was just, yo.
This is going to be a, listen, I'm going to say this before you go further. It's going to be a long year for Manny Fontaine because I think this album is probably going to be highly Grammy nominated.
Oh my gosh, please.
It's going to probably be album of the year. I just think how that's how people are receiving it. But go ahead.
Oh, man. Were y'all feeling this?
I liked it. I liked the second Ooh. Half more.
Jonathan always.
This is what I'm shocked about. You are our country ambassador. So
yeah,
I was like.
Yeah, country. That's what I'm saying. But this wasn't really country.
Because it's a Beyonce album, not a country album, right? She just dabbled in it. She wasn't.
But then don't be telling us it's going to be country and it's not, man. That's just like. like, you got to understand people who listen to country. They're going to be like, this is not country. This is not.
I think that's probably why she got ahead of it and was like, yo, this isn't the country album. This is the Beyonce album. Did y'all see the story that this album was supposed to come before the dance album? But it was because of the pandemic and everything like that. She's like, I just felt like the country needed to have fun, so I dropped the dance album first. But this one was supposed to actually come first. It was supposed to be.
I wish she would have dropped this 7 years ago.
Though I think this album can't come before Lemonade. And I'm glad that a lot of people are going back to Lemonade and realizing how dope it is. Because people are talking about this album and saying
Lemonade was dope though.
Or saying like, yo, she's playing around with sounds and things like that. And she is on this album. Don't get me wrong. But I was listening, I was like, well, Lemonade had R&B. It had the country song with Daddy's Girl. It had rock with Jack White. It had dance with The Weeknd. I don't know if that was Weeknd.
Six Inch Hills.
That's Six Inch Hills with The Weeknd?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it had like that club. And then, yeah, because Jack White is the, what's the one that one is? That's it.
That's Don't Hurt Yourself.
Yes. So it had rock. It was the gumbo. Like, if she was doing the reverse, if she was doing, like, Act 1, Act 2, and then the next one was Lemonade, we'd have been like, oh, my God. Like, she did it. She mixed everything and made it sound great. So I'm glad that people are going back to Lemonade. This album, the first time I listened to it, I was like, this is really slow. This is really, really, really slow. And to me, it's got too many tracks. It's not a lot of songs on here. Because there's a lot of, I'm over the radio thing, right?
Yeah.
We've from a generation, and this is probably not even the oldest, just the one I can remember the first. The Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style has a radio on it. But recently we done got The Weeknd doing the radio. John Batiste last album did radio. A lot of artists do the whole, or even one of Drake's albums does it. Like, you're not listening to blah, blah, in Canada, up here. But a lot of them do your album as a radio. So when she had Linda Martell, which I know is a black country singer who faced discrimination, Dolly Parton is on here as a DJ, and Willie Nelson as well.
I got confused because she had Willie Nelson and Willie Jones.
That threw me off too. I was like, she ain't got a song with Willie Jones? But no, Smoke Hour 2 has Willie Nelson on it, and then Just for Fun has Willie Jones. Can we pause though? We'll talk about that. I think the features work. Another long year. I think Levi Jeans is going to be on top. Is going to have some legs, and I think the Miley Cyrus, which is basically Thelma and Louise, is going to have some legs. What's it, Shotgun or whatever it's called? Okay. Two Most Wanted.
Dang, John, you just gave your whole opinion.
Wait, what? What
is it? I was like, you giving your whole opinion. I'm over here just waiting.
Wait, I was just saying, I think these songs are gonna go wild.
You know how I feel about Beyonce. He go hard. He don't get nobody no time. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sarah. What's your take on it?
Sarah's like, I think those songs are gonna go long too. Go
ahead. All right. So y'all may not believe this.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not a fan of this album.
Okay. Listen, hey, I believe you.
I'm not a fan of it. Not because I don't think she didn't do it correctly. I think that they're, like John said, I agree. The album was just slow. I was like, what?
It doesn't pick up till you get some spaghetti.
Yeah, I was boozy. Like, what is when it picks all up. Of this? A Desert Eagle was dope, but it was only a minute and 13 seconds.
That's what she's getting freaky. Of course you are. Here's the thing, too. Y'all, when you get past, and we're having... Go ahead, Sarah, because I want to talk about Jolene, because I think that's one of the most controversial or divisive songs on this album.
Well, she had very little input with Jolene, except for singing it, because Jack White produced it, and Dolly Parton still wrote it. So what's the whole point?
Wait, that's the only writers on this song?
I'm sure she's on it, too. She probably did something, but I'm pretty sure Beyonce probably added that little part about,
you don't want to catch these hands?
She probably did something like that. But Dolly Parton was still the main writer.
Well she's always going to be the main writer. That regardless of what, Beyonce could have changed all the lyrics. And she still would have been the main writer on there. Let me pull up to see if I can see.
But anyways, while you're doing that, right. The album was very slow. I do like how she... Like, I don't know if you noticed, but if you listen to the end of Act One, it basically percolates its way into the first song of this one. Like, the rhythm is almost the same, but people don't notice that because you're not going to listen to those albums back to back, probably. But I don't know. I just...
That's okay.
I don't know.
Let it out.
Let me put it to you this way.
I knew you were going to be the one, John.
Let me put it to you this way.
Gun Beehive.
Yeah, he is. If she was going to go on tour and this was going to be the main focus of the tour, like this album, I'd probably be like, I don't want to go. There's nothing.
Absolutely.
There's nothing that's going to really get me out of my seat. Now, I will say this. My favorite songs on this album were River Dance and Two Hands to Heaven.
I'm going to show you what she's going to kick this show off with.
Hello, fellas.
You're pretty swell.
Those petty ones can't fuck with me.
Why?
Because I'm a clever girl. We snapping.
Pretty place.
Tom's place. We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy.
like a rodeo chillin' circus. We gon' make it do what it do, yeah, yeah. Put them hands together. We clapping.
Okay, okay, y'all.
Genres
are a funny little concept, aren't they? Yes, they are.
That Beyonce Virgo shit.
In theory, they have a simple definition that's easy to understand. But in practice, well, some may feel confined.
I swear for God is God is God.
I ain't no gang, but I got shooters and I bang bang. At the snap of my fingers, I'm thine.
Come on, man. What y'all doing?
Jonathan, y'all you'll stand, be front row.
Y'all standing y'all
with
seats?
Your boots and your spurs
hey,
on.
Hey, I bought a cowboy hat.
But if she tried to keep the pace with songs like that, she'd only have like 5 or 6 songs. The concert be over.
No, she can't do this. She can't. This album's too damn long to do the whole album. to like go through it. I think she would do Spaghetti, River Dance, Yaya, Levi, Two Most Wanted, Texas Hold'em, and 16 Characters, which I heard.
This is Act 2 or Act, what is
this? This is Act 2. So
man,
I'm hoping.
Hurry up with Act 3, man.
I'm hoping and praying that Act 3 is like rock. Because I think she could pull off rock
that'd
better
be
than
nice.
Country.
Well, that'll be nice.
If she's going to go to a different genre, that's what I would want. Also, Stevie Wonder played the harmonica on one of these songs. It was great.
Oh, and then Pardon was always going to be listed as the writer, like I said, Sarah. But there's Beyonce, Tyler, Roshan, Brittany, somebody, Conley, Denisha Andrews, Alex Vickery are on the list of what's named.
Too many damn people.
Well, they're under producers and writers too. And I think on Genius they only have, that's Wikipedia. Genius they only have 4 people as producers without Dolly Parton's name in there. But yeah, you can't take my song and I don't get a writing credit. Because I gave you the concept, point blank, period. But the problem was, the controversy came in, Beyonce wasn't vulnerable the same way Dolly was on the original Jolene. She was more so, and I don't like the Jolene remake because of that. now that it's not a good song, I think she just should have just remade it straight up. And maybe she didn't do it because now she can get a writing credit. But the whole, like, you gonna catch these hands, so don't try to mess with my man. I was like, I guess. I mean, cool. But this Jolene song is so dope. I mean, it's Sarah and Roger the Alien's favorite song.
There we go.
Sarah loved that American Dad when he broke out that Jolene. Now.
He was trying to buy Dollywood, and he was gonna find Osama bin Laden.
He's so funny.
So did anybody notice that Daughter? I don't know how many times y'all listened to this album. I listened to it a couple of times. Daughter could be a sequel to Daddy's Girl in a sequel to Jolene, the way it goes. Like, I am my dad, my dad. Nobody listen. Nobody. I'm talking to myself.
No,
I should just
no.
bump something, man.
Why should you?
You the one standing over this album, like, man.
First of all, I think it's solid. It's not my favorite Beyonce album.
No.
I think it's a good album. I don't think it's a bad album. That's all I was about.
Nobody thinks it's a bad album.
Yeah, it's not a bad album. It's just that.
It's just not for me.
This is what I think. Everyone was like, oh, she got all these streams on Amazon and Spotify. Yeah, because people wanted to see if she could execute it. They wanted to be like, let me see what this sounds like and let me see if she executed it. And you know what? She didn't. It is what it is, man.
So you, all right. There's a 4-album? Yes, 4-album run. Would you start it with Beyonce or start it with the one beforehand? Because there are people talking about how this might be the best 4-album run of an artist. It would be Beyonce. It would be Lemonade, Act 1, Act 2. So you guys, if you were doing Beyonce's 4-album run, you would have put Act 2 in there. You would put, what's before Beyonce, B-Day? Is that before Beyonce? Would y'all?
No, because was it B-Days or Sasha Fierce?
Sarah, you're the Beyonce fan.
But you know what? If it's Sasha Fierce, I ain't like that album either.
No, a lot of people don't like that album. You're right.
I don't really care about that.
But I'll say this. Beyonce has She does. She's gonna give you a solid album, and that's what we want from our artists, right?
Here's what I'm gonna predict, though. I'm gonna predict this. I think by the end of the year, y'all gonna come around like Yeezus. I think that's gonna happen.
Maybe.
I think it's gonna happen.
How about this? Maybe I don't like the album that much because one of my speakers has popped in my car and I ain't getting the full effect. Maybe I need to listen to it with headphones.
I listened to it in the car on the way to work 2 days ago, and that's when it hit. I was like, some of this shit is going off. Especially when you can skip through, like, I don't need to hear 16 characters. Did I talk about the demo where Destiny Child might be on the demo of that one? Or Texas Hold'em. I could just skip through those songs. And then I just listed the ones I was like, okay, this sound real good. Like Spaghetti sounds good. Alligator Tear sounds real good. That Alligator Tear sound like a country ass song. When she's like, if you want me to move a mountain, I'll do that. Build a dam. Change religions. I'm in church with Sunday with you. I was like, okay.
Nah, Two Hands to Heaven. That's my joint though.
That's a good song.
That is a good song.
Man, if I
there
you
are good
say,
songs on there.
What did
there
you
are,
say?
I don't know.
But maybe it is too long.
So much.
But maybe that's the problem with this album. Like, maybe it's too long, and maybe if she would have had more of the second half
and less
of the first half, maybe it would have been better.
Start a Spaghetti. The second half is really good. It's a really better part of the album.
But, like, in all fairness with Act 1, I mean, I could listen to that one from top to bottom.
But here's the thing, too. You're right. I agree with you. I don't think there's like, oh, it gets slow. It's just like, oh, maybe in the middle where you be like, all right, I need a break because I'm up here dancing so much. I'm trying to figure out why we can't be in the moment. I've seen people call this her thriller.
Nah.
And here's why they were throwing this thriller out there is because they said when Michael Jackson did Thriller, he wasn't going to be constrained by genres. That's why he had Van Halen on guitar, and I forgot who else was on the album.
Oh, on Beat It?
Yeah. So when he did Thriller, and I was like, this album ain't even a week old yet. Because remember, Timbaland did that with somebody. It was like, The Weeknd's Don FM. Like, oh, this is Thriller. I'm like, Thriller wasn't Thriller the day it dropped. It has some legs. That's why it's one of the best-selling albums of all time. Can we give it some legs? My only thought was, if you are on the side of you love this album or you think it's brilliant, Beyonce to Michael Jackson is LeBron to Michael Jordan. In some people's eyes, LeBron is never passing Michael Jordan, and Beyonce is never going to pass Michael Jackson. But right now, she's padding her stats. Like, she's been hot. You could argue she's been hotter longer, right? The same way you can't take the scoring title from LeBron. He scored more points than Michael Jordan. He's been to more finals than Michael Jordan. I think that's the better analogy if you're trying to make it. But I'm not here for Thriller 5 days after the album. Can't do it. Won't do it. All right, that's it. Let's move on to something else, man. What happened?
Man, how much time did we spend on that?
17, 18 minutes. Jonathan, he gets to there.
I guess we're going to this Beyonce country concert.
No, we ain't going. Yeah. I'm going.
No.
John, Andre Robinson is going
to
be there.
You can't do that to me.
Jeffries is going to be there.
Okay, I'll get you a cowboy hat.
The boots is Spurs.
Yeah.
I'm sure your dad got
he
some.
He said he bought a cowboy. My dad got
no,
some.
No, I don't got no cowboy hat. I was lying.
Dang. Content, huh?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about, Blackbird with Tanner Abel, Britney Spears.
Those
black women.
We're done.
No, man. Is she sending out to Mickey Guyton? Like, yo, thank you for opening doors. But yeah, all right, man, whatever.
Dang, you mad, huh?
Man, Jay, if you want to do a special, then just say it. Diddy. Some of the whole hour.
Diddy has some more accusations.
Diddy,
you got to go to Diddy. He says he doesn't know what the raid was for. We found out that an ex-basketball player from Syracuse, that's the college now, I don't know about the city, was arrested as his drug mule because Lil Rod, the producer of Pseudonym, amended his lawsuit. And there's speculation is their informant. But let's see. Let's talk about what came out of this raid. In it, he named off sex workers. Two names.
Who did? Who named?
Lil Rod, the producer. Lil Rod.
Okay. You got to say the names.
I already said it. You didn't listen. Lil Rod amended his lawsuit. So Young Miami is named as a sex worker who's getting $250,000 was her cut. and she transports pink cocaine, which people learned about pink cocaine, which is not really cocaine, because once you add something to it, it's not cocaine anymore. It's more like ecstasy. JT jumped out there and was like, I ain't got shit to do with nothing, to clear her name. And the other one was Daphne Joy, which is 50 Cent's mother of his child, who 50 Cent has been so wrapped up into this Diddy downfall. He get pulled in, calls the mother of his child a sex worker. She turns around and says, you physically were physically abusive and you raped me. He then turns around and says, oh, you're only saying that because now I want custody of my child. She says, oh, I moved close to you. You ain't never gonna see you never went to go see your child. He said, I didn't go see because you were trying to have another baby so you can get more money. I don't know who's the fool in this situation.
She is. She should have seen how he treated his first baby's mom and his oldest son.
You're right.
There, that just doesn't, I mean, publicly, it's not like he was just some random dude that was like, man, she won't let me see my kid, man, and I'm paying child support. No, this dude was publicly, like, shaming them.
Yeah.
And talking trash. And this girl went along and said, this is a dude I should have a kid with. So she's the fool. And I don't even like blaming women for shit like this. But
I think they both are the fool. But
I do too. I think 50 Cent's an idiot. I think he's, what was Schadenfreude? That's, remember, there was a Simpsons episode, Sarah, you know this. And I think, is this the episode where Ned Flanders is losing? Like he might, the leftorium might go down?
Yeah.
And Lisa says, Dad, do you know what Schadenfreude is?
He says, oh, that's no. When you wish for someone's downfall. No, right?
You find joy in other people's misery.
Oh, like, there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and this is, I feel like if Power won an Emmy, he wouldn't be half as happy as he is now that Diddy is falling from his high perch. So much that he's trying to bring Jay-Z
in.
But
I'm not understanding. Did him and Diddy have some kind of beef or did they not get along?
I don't know. It's like,
I feel like I'm missing something with this.
Maybe
50 Cent. Yeah, I don't know either.
It's annoying after a while, though. You're like, fam, move on with your life.
She doesn't like anybody who's more powerful than him, basically.
But this is my thing.
As a rappers or anything. Yeah.
This is my thing with Diddy. First of all, okay, I probably said this in the last podcast. He got raided. They took stuff. And nothing has come of it yet. It does not take the FBI that long to go through some files. I refuse to believe that it's taken the FBI almost 2 weeks to go through files. And this man's just out walking free. Like, what did y'all raid him for? And this dude, Lil Rod, what's his name? Rod?
Yeah, Lil Rod is the name of the producer.
He a fucking narc. What do these sex workers have to do with anything? Diddy's not their pimp?
Thing. Not a thing. I don't get that part.
How did that even get brought up?
What,
like, if the lawsuit
is against...
What declares
him a sex worker? If she was just... If he was paying her to be in a relationship with him, that's not a sex worker.
Yeah,
I don't... He's a
sex worker, like, unless he was actually pimping these women out and getting money for it, they're not sex workers.
Yeah.
Like, I think people are really taking this story, and this story is, like, just going off the rails at this point because we still don't know the stipulations of what is going on. Now his kids are involved.
Yeah, so...
Mia Hilton, something like that.
She's
pissed off
because she said they was being extra with having the kids in handcuffs. But Justin, Lil Rod said that Justin was recruiting underage girls for the music mogul. You know what it seems like? I'm not gonna hold. Let's say with this one, it seems as if Rodney heard the rumor that Diddy was dating Lori Harvey after Lori dated Justin, and he's like, I bet you Justin recruited, and you're putting two and two together. Because a lot of what is in there is hearsay. I don't know if they have any proof. But they did find, like, guns and stuff. I don't know why Diddy got a bunch of guns, but whatever. But
he got a bunch of guns because he got niggas like Lil Rod trying to fucking take him down. And I'm not standing up for Diddy. I just need to know, like, what is going on? This is the most confusing raid I've ever heard of.
Throwing everything else in there, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, it's just growing and growing and growing. And at this point, I don't even know what he's if he charged with something. I thought
not
he was.
Yet.
I really thought he was on the run, and then he popped up in Miami.
Yeah. And then what I got here?
And then his boy Stevie J was right there supporting him.
Yeah, Stevie J want to fight 50. was like,
yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
Hey, Lil Boosie got a point though, because he did his little
what little IG that?
Video. He like, man, where all his friends at? Why ain't none of his friends coming out? Y'all done party with this man and everything.
Everybody. All right, let's get to the party.
Stevie J, his only true friend.
Uncle Luke has, I don't know what Uncle Luke doing. He's helping and hurting. He says, yo, I used to lead the parties before they got wild. And then it's a, I think they coming out of here. They coming to him because of that Diageo, whatever, the liquor thing. And I was like, fam, they settled that in January, right? WAC 100, of course, has something to say. Not only does he have something to say, he had R. Kelly on the phone. Did y'all hear that conversation?
No, because if anything says WAC 100, I'm not falling for
it. I was like, how could R. Kelly call? So I listened to, what you call it? Manny Fonte. I love how Manny Fonte, like, I don't follow WAC 100. I'm not on social media. So I just see the news. R. Kelly was like, I don't believe any of this and blah, 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 this. And WAC 100 was like,
how the fuck did WAC 100 get a hold of R. Kelly?
I don't know. But WAC 100 is, he doesn't understand that, yo, if everybody's adults, what's the issue? And I don't think WAC 100 has read the 75-page document, whatever it is. But also, WAC 100, especially where he's at in L.A., should know that it gets dicey when drugs and liquor is involved. You're right. If everybody is sober, maybe, you know, things are probably on the up and up. And not saying things aren't on the up and up beforehand. Like, yeah, you could tell the young lady or tell the young man, hey, we finna do some blow, we finna have some fun, blah, blah. That don't mean the next day they can't be like, what the fuck do we do? Blah, blah, blah.
And now, John, P. Diddy wants to party, and you got to tell him no.
Yeah, fabulous.
You got to tell him no.
Fabulous. What was that from?
Cat Williams.
Oh.
Cat Williams.
I still got a virgin booty hole.
Oh, my. All right, well, like, yo, Wally.
So not only tell him no.
So he sold the rest of Revolt. I don't know who on Revolt know right now. He jumped back on Instagram, cut them comments off, which I feel like every celebrity should have comments cut off. I don't know why the hell y'all
got are you back on Instagram? What do you have to promote?
Easter. So that's what.
Oh, he gonna show his baby?
His daughter. Yeah, he showed his baby up. Yeah.
All right, that's all for Diddy. Let's move over to Drake. He is about to IG caption us to death.
Man, we got some heavy hitters this time.
I don't know when a song is coming.
It's so exhausting, though, Jermaine. I could barely keep up.
It is.
All this stuff in like 1 week. Man, we need a break.
We only 30 minutes in.
We should have took a spring break.
We should have. Let me see.
Drake. You said Drake.
Yeah, I got Drake because I have to. Let's get the teleprompter out the way. I guess he had Lil Wayne there, and these people are upset that Lil Wayne was reading off a teleprompter. Lil Wayne got a lot of songs when they were performing.
He admitted that he can't keep up with all his songs.
Yeah, he got a lot of songs. I don't blame him for that. I have no idea when a song is coming. I don't know who's going to. Well, maybe this weekend is going to tell us something. Now for Drake, J. Cole has the Dreamville weekend. They replaced Chris Brown with 50 Cent. I don't know if that's a good trade-off or not. Out of everybody you can come with, we know 50 going to say some shit on stage. But maybe J. Cole says something. This weekend is coming up.
Look for J. Cole to say something fast, though. He's already spoke enough. I'm looking for Drake to say something in a fast.
Because he's the one who started it, right?
Yeah,
24
yeah.
hours, where y'all at? You know, he's the one who started that. Yo, why are you taking so long to get back to me? I have an idea. I need y'all to just be patient with me. So remember how the album, I don't know why I'm saying this, not like it's last week. The album with We Don't Trust You starts with smiling faces. Sometimes they tell lies, right? I was on my way to work and I was listening to some old school radio. I forgot what song I started with. Oh, Lou Rawls, You'll Never Find a Love.
Boom, boom, boom. I started radio.
They started playing the Dramatics. What if Drake, and I really should have had my koala up to like slow it down for you. But what if Drake jumped on What You See Is What You Get?
Oh, that'd be cold.
Like slow it down.
Yeah, that'd be cold.
Hey, some people are made of plastic. And you know,
like slowing that down the same way they
get the message to him.
I should send it to him.
Yeah,
like, chop it up. Tell Noah. Tell 40. Yo. Go wait. Is this part? I think it's right here.
That's cover.
Best thing yet.
Hey.
Ba-dum.
There we go.
You know. Cause at one line he's like, I'm as real as gets. Yeah. So Drake's like, I've been who I am. Y'all niggas changed up. Like he should do that. I was like, yo, yeah. chop it, take it up. Everybody's picking sides, though. LeBron James had a career night after listening to that like that verse. Rick Ross is in the car driving to it.
They all unfollowing Drake. I said, dang, it's getting nasty.
Here's the wild part. It seems as Metro Boomin is on the high life telling people to pick a side. If you pick a side, stay there, blah, blah. And then today talking about some, hey, my phone was hacked. They said, fam, what are you talking about? Your phone was hacked and the person who hacked your phone was tweeting just like you, telling people to have a blessed day and promoting your album.
Yep.
Say it with your chest. This shit don't make no sense.
How would you know? What you talking about?
Yeah, he said it's over.
Crazy.
Aiden Ross, the streamer.
Oh, man.
No, this one bothers me. He says he knows for a fact, you know, I'm paraphrasing. Kendrick got a verse ready to go. And I said, who the fuck is your Kendrick source? I believe you have a Drake source before I believe you have a Kendrick source. I don't believe Kendrick thinks his fans watch Aiden Ross and Kai Cenat. I just don't think, like the majority of them. That obviously worked. But here's my question to y'all. We bought a WAC 100. Where the fuck is the game? He is cool with both. Why has he been so quiet?
First of all, why are you even asking about him? Leave him in the cave.
No, because the game has done songs with Drake, talking about his OVO. But he loves Kendrick, too, because that's West Coast, that's Cali, that's L.A., that's blood.
Now, you know that the game is bipolar. He said that Kanye West did more for him in 2 weeks than Dr. Dre did for him in his whole career.
I'm just surprised he's this quiet.
Well, he can stay quiet. Please don't talk that man up.
My bad. All right, let's go.
I really upset you and broke him up. John.
Yeah,
that's
we
crazy.
Real upset.
All right, let's stay on some social media shit. I got three social media stories. I want to get y'all thoughts on this. Let me play the first one for you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got stopped by the cops and everything. I got stopped by the cops yesterday. You're going to see his gun hit TMZ real soon. They thought I was trafficking. Yeah, they thought I was trafficking fentanyl, and they thought I had a gun in my car. So they stopped me and everything. All the helicopters in L.A., they was outside. Yo, I was freaking out. Like, they had me outside for, like, 3 hours. They had me getting butt naked outside, yo. Like, shit was crazy. It was dead as a movie and whatever. But, like, yo.
We'll pause here. What are your thoughts, Sarah J? You know the story? If you do, don't say anything.
I don't know this story.
All right, what are your thoughts?
April Fool's joke?
No, it's not that, because this happened last week. What are your thoughts after hearing that?
My thoughts are, if they was making you get butt naked over nothing, then you should be filing a lawsuit.
That's, she said, I'm throwing the suit. Manny Fontaine, what was your thoughts?
About
Cardi B story she just said.
If that all happened, why nobody else has no visuals?
Thank you. Manny Fontaine is on
view
my
of it. Like, why?
I heard this. I'm listening to Ebro in the morning. They play this clip. They dead ass believe it. They are dead ass. They're like, yo, this is crazy. This is crazy. And I'm up here.
You know how people in L.A.?
That's what I said. I said, hold up.
Cardi B
I said,
around?
There's no footage of this? This is crazy. This is a wild story.
At least a dash cam.
Yes.
They give us Cardi B at Wingstop. Yes. They give us Cardi B everywhere.
So.
We, helicopters in the sky and you get butt naked?
Yeah, I said, all right, bet. Next day, she has to come out and say, I was just playing. This is something I usually do on Station Head. which I'm not familiar with because you got to have Apple Music or a Spotify premium account to do to use it. It's basically like Twitch or TikTok for music, where you can put up a playlist and people can listen to it. Kind of how Amp was for like your playlist is a radio station, right?
Yeah.
Ebro in the Morning wanted to deny it. They were like, no, I think LA got to her, blah, blah. They didn't. They were reacting to her team saying the story was fake. I saw when the Breakfast Club covered it, she had to say, no, I was just joking. And I said, fam, why joke this way? This makes no sense. All right, that's one story. Let me give you the second story I have on social media. Lizzo jumped on social media, said, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want to do is make music and make people happy and help the world be a better place, better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of every joke, butt of the joke every single time because of how I look, my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespect me, disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit.
And my response to that is, shut up, Lizzo. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm not going to hold you.
Let me go. On behalf of all people who are trying to find themselves, I can't stand Lizzo. She is the worst, right? You want to do all this, like, big people empowerment, be yourself, and now you telling us you don't want to be on this earth? Yo.
So
where does it stop? Where does it stop, though? Where does it stop? Like, okay, are you strong and beautiful, or do you really need help? Do you not like yourself? Because I can't say that I like myself. I'm strong and I want to be here. And then the next second I'm saying y'all picking on me for being fat and calling me. But you do outrageous shit. You go out in the thong at the Laker game. And show your ass, and then you wonder why people say crazy things to you, and it makes no sense. It's like you provoke people to say crazy things to you, and then when they say them, then you get all butthurt about it. And it's just like, does that make any fucking sense?
To Lizzo, it does.
No. So I was prepared to be like, to come in on my whole, she ain't quitting, because you quit, you just quit. She beat me to it. She was like, I wasn't saying I was quitting music. I'm just going to quit giving attention to those. And I said, shut up. Shut up. Because you're giving attention to it now.
Yeah, but this is what you live for. Just like Cardi B with the lies. Yes. You live for these moments of like, I just want everybody. I want attention. You're attention seeker.
Yep.
And it's annoying because it's just like, people give y'all so much attention, but it's like,
It's never enough.
No, it's never enough. Y'all always are crying. If we left you alone, you'd be crying about that. You'd be trying to find another way to be wild and get the light spotlight on you. Then when the spotlight gets on you, it's too much. I'm going crazy. I'm about to quit it all.
Lizzo, I feel like
the earth doesn't want me here. Go ahead.
Lizzo says, I mean, I quit giving any negative energy attention. You don't have to make a statement for that shit. And you could be clear. Like, she let that shit for a couple of days. That wasn't just like April 1st.
How do you quit giving negative attention about being negative?
Yeah.
The whole thing was negative. It was all like, oh, blah, 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 blah. It sounded like, it was horrible. Who wants to hear that? I'm so sick of Lizzo, man. I really used to appreciate her energy. But now I just be like, you just do too much. You're not the type.
You're not built for this.
Type. Yeah.
The third one is Doja Cat returned to social media to promote her new single. And turned around and complained about people comparing her hair to pubes. And I said, "What? Here's the thing for all three. Well, maybe not for Cardi, but it's for Cardi too. Celebrities really should use social media as outgoing messaging. Meaning I'm going to show up here to give you what I do in my life to promote my next album or my next career move. And that is it. Whatever y'all say to me, I'm not seeing none of that shit. I don't need it. I'm not going to react to it. I'm not going to give you that time or energy and move on. Instead, they let everything of, like, y'all don't understand Doja Cat. We didn't talk about this because it's always fake as fuck. They was like, Doja Cat deactivates her social media. I was like, if it's within 30 days, she'll be back. And obviously she was because she didn't want to lose it just to do this. And I'm like, so you stepped away from social media. because it was too much, came back to realize it's still too much. I'm like, I'm not, I put on my shit and leave. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what y'all saying about my hair. But
well, the thing with Doja Cat is it's clear she has, first of all, I don't think Doja Cat even wants to be famous. I feel like the record label is just like, yo, you a moneymaker, go make us money. I feel like that's all it is. Because Doja Cat be saying some wild stuff and people still listen to her. She still shows up at these award shows. She's still performing, still touring. And I'm just like, but I feel like she tries to set herself up. Like, she had on a shirt with a white supremacist.
Yeah. She added, people comparing my hair to sheep and pubes and carpet and popcorn.
And you know what? She's probably fucking mad because she's like, damn, I got nigger hair.
Yeah, like we got to move forward.
And people are pointing it out.
Let's move forward. Let's grow. Let's stop. I was like, fam, just don't even. Why acknowledge the negativity and not the positivity?
Throw your wig back on. That's what you want to do anyway.
All right. We're in the headlines, right?
Oh.
Well, what you talking about? We're done. These are the quick stories. Before we get there, we can go to listening corner. I listened to Cleo Soul Mother. I have a guy who recommended me to that dope R&B jazz album. Buddy, Don't Forget to Breathe. Listen to that once.
I listened to Buddy.
I wasn't prepared for all the singing, but it was a good listen. I want to go back to
you
that.
You weren't prepared for what?
The singing. Buddy was doing a lot of singing on that album. And then the other album I listened to was OT the Mexican. It's called the Texas Technician?
Texas Technician, yeah.
I got to find that one song. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What is the name of the song?
I don't know.
The fuck you mean your mama didn't teach you how to cook? Your mama didn't teach you how to suck dick, but you could suck dick. Skate up on a bitch like truck feet. Stupid ass bitch, put a butt dick. I'll be with the buck shit, fucking up functions.
Man, there's a song on here where he talks about the girl don't know how to cook because she says, my mom didn't teach me how to cook. He's like, your mom didn't teach you how to suck dick. You know how to suck dick. What the fuck did you do? And I thought it was hilarious. And I can't find the damn song because, you know, when you're listening to streaming, you don't have the CD case. You don't be like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. I meant to go find the song before we record it. But good little song. I'll just throw it in afterwards. Uh-huh. All right, let's get to the headlines. Ice Cube offered Caitlin Clark, the Iowa player, $5 million to play for the Big Three.
Why'd he offer it to her?
Because he wanted publicity. Yeah, that was my bigger issue with it. I'm like, you ain't offering not one black player none of this shit.
You know he like a Republican now.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, for real? I don't know that.
Yeah, he was like, why are you working with Twitter? He was like, man, because they offered me the money.
Dude, he did a whole interview riding around the hood with Tucker Carlson.
Oh, wow.
This was like last year he did that.
Oh, wow, I'm so glad that I'm starting to participate in Ice Cube.
BG faces return to prison over alleged probation offense. After 2 months into his supervised release from federal prison on gun charges, the rapper, who cares about that, has been charged with violating the terms of his supervision after performing alongside other prominent entertainers without authorities' permission. You got to be clean when you get out of here. Speaking of BG, Juvenile gave us a video 25 years later for 400 degrees.
That means we could still get visuals from Act One.
Okay. Yeah, we sure need that. Yeah. Unreleased music of Marvin Gaye was found in like Germany. I don't know if we're going to hear it or whatever, but that's crazy. Why was it in Germany? Young Thug cannot catch a break. His girlfriend, Mariah the Scientist, got into a fight with his baby mama, Cleopatra or Cleo something, and Mariah got washed in the little footage I seen. But I really, y'all, I'm in jail. He's literally fighting for his life. Can y'all be cool?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, do I have the West name still? Oh, man, I probably don't have it. Did y'all see that clip of Sweetie?
No.
What, the video?
Not the new song. Sweetie was talking about how she can't sleep.
Oh, I seen that. That was crazy.
Yes, it was.
She said that demons will get her.
Yes.
She said she can't sleep unless she listens to gospel music.
Yes.
Or unless someone's next to her. But she's basically talking about she has sleep paralysis.
Yes. But you just see this? She was talking to Big Boy. Is this it?
Like, the apartment I grew up in had a lot of paranormal activity. When I go to sleep at night, if I'm not sleeping next to somebody, I have to play gospel music.
To this day?
To this day.
Wow.
Or I'll get attacked.
Oh, she'll get, like, I forget. Well, somebody want to put in little clips. I'm the easiest. So we went from, remember on social media where, or Instagram or something like that, and Vine, it'd be dudes will put on the wig and be like, this is how black women be acting. And I'll be the black woman. I don't got no black women friends to be in the skit with me. So blah, blah. Now, everybody just wants to play their clip and have their facial reactions and then chime in. I said, fam, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah.
What else in my headlines? We're almost done, guys. Don't worry. That Good Times animated show does not look good to me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
I did not laugh at anything.
Yeah.
Nope,
man, somebody bring the Boondocks back.
The biggest news, it happened today. Manny Fontaine poured out a little liquor. Chance the Rapper is getting divorced, which makes that album even worse.
Dang.
So Kristen Corley, she posted, after a period of separation, the two of us have arrived at the decision to part ways. We came to this decision amicably and with gratitude for the time we spent together. God has blessed us with two beautiful daughters who we will continue to raise together. We kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate this transition. Thank you, Chance and Kristen. That nigga gave us a whole album about how much he loved this woman.
Yeah, and then he went down to the Caribbean and fucking twerked it all up on some other chicks.
Twice.
On camera.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yep.
I wish I would catch you twerking in the Caribbean without me.
Yeah, but listen, here's the thing. The music about to be fire. Chance, but that's why this Chance music been great.
It is time. Yes, it is time.
It's been great.
He always has some good like freestyles. I posted one on my Instagram the other day. Like, I was like, oh, he's getting in.
Speaking of great music, before we get to our RIP headlines, that Big Sean Tiny Desk, that was a good Tiny Desk, man.
Oh, yeah, it was a good. Big Sean can't win, though. It's like, he did all.
It's the wrong time. Yeah, week. He got a book coming soon.
But yeah. Tiny Desk was cold, has a good single.
Yeah.
Did a great freestyle.
Nobody talking.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can pull up. No, hold up. You know what I liked about it was he did 14 songs and he went through his career. Let's see, is this it? Yeah, this is Own Up.
You know,
I can't wait to hear this full song.
I want to dedicate this one to my son Noah Hassani. Daddy, love you so much, boy. And everybody just working through what they working through. You know what I'm saying? Making the best of what they got. You know, hey. Look, I know some OGs always working, but they never pay. Finding their way, but shit, it gotta be a better way.
I'm looking forward to
this. Older that I get, I'm feeling the resemblance. I look into my son's eyes and still see his innocence. I see my inner child in him and still the remnants. Will he lose it to the world as an imminent? Or is it something that me and his mama had instilled in him? And the confidence you lose, you could build again. He only 9 months, barely sitting up. He almost fell over. I called him and told him,
get on up.
I'm only making plays, how to pass it on. One day my baby gonna have babies and I'm gonna be gone. The way time moving, it really won't be long. I pray I'm there for every memory you want me on. I gotta teach him that it's more than a rat race, more than a cash chase. And if you chase cash, that just means that it's running away. Instead of turning what you love into a company and watch the money come to me. My, what has the world done to me? Judging people off of how they look, not what they done for me. Don't assume it's number three of the four agreements. I gotta start applying everything that I've been
four agreements, a good book.
Like it is. Oh, you read it too?
Yeah,
I read it too.
I think about Trayvon, Breon, my neighbor Deshaun. Damn, praying for protection for my
family.
And
that
keeps his hands on me to fight through this insanity.
A good
I lay
book.
Down trying to figure out the rest. Close my eyes, picture heaven, and it's where I'm at. Get up, hey.
Man, it's a good album. I like where his head is at.
Yeah, me too. I like that. That was
that whole pretty soon my baby's going to have babies and I won't be here.
I won't be here. Yep.
And the way time moved, I was like, man, your time is so important.
So fast. We 40.
Yeah. You don't
get it. But like yesterday, we were 16. Like, yo, we're just like.
Yo, here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Yay. And Ty Dolla $ign canceled all six recent Vultures 1 and 2 listening experiences hours later. Stop fucking around with these people.
Yeah,
I don't even feel bad for the people to be like, oh man. So this was DC, Nashville, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Pittsburgh, and Charlotte. Nah, man. Mm, they announced six crazy. New venues earlier today, and then they was like, nah, we good. I don't know if y'all gonna get them albums. I feel bad.
Really care. I feel like if you working with Kanye, you taking a risk to never have your shit come out.
Yeah. All right. Rest in peace to Lou Gossett Jr. Died at the age of 87, the first black man to win a supporting Oscar.
Did you know he had a trial for the Knicks?
No.
And he didn't take it because he had a play and he was getting paid more in the play.
Shit. So he didn't play.
Yeah. Oh, they're bogus as hell for that.
I said, wow.
Who's bogus?
The Knicks.
Oh, I mean, but that was, remember when.
Back that time, yeah.
They weren't making money like that.
Yeah.
Like Pee Wee Kirkland was slinging drugs and still hooping. Man, they weren't making money like that.
Man, ain't that the okie doke, though? Actors are talking about they ain't getting paid now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crazy. Yep.
Come back around. And then RIP to Gen V's Chance Perdomo. Sarah was watching Gen V. I still haven't got to it.
Man.
Oh, I haven't got to it either yet.
Yeah, he died in a motorcycle accident right before they was about to start season two.
Yep, they was supposed to start season two on Monday.
Man, motorcycles are really dangerous, and that's why like a lot of athletes are not allowed to use them or be on them until their career is over. Because, man, it's hard. Yeah. It's rare for you to survive a motorcycle accident. And that's saying like you can't be safe on them. Obviously, you can, but when you get an accident, it might be over for you.
Motorcycles so. on the expressway be freaking me out.
Oh, man, they zip like, and zoom through. I'm like, damn, relax. Like, I'm up here watching. I feel like I'm watching it for you. I'm being more similar. Yeah, let me slow down. Yeah, you got it, my guy. You got it. I ain't getting it.
Yeah,
your
go
way.
Ahead. Get far ahead of us. Shoot. Go ahead. Get to where you got to be.
All right. That's it for me, man. That's all my little headlines I had. Y'all got anything else before we get out of here?
No, that's a good one.
Get this on up now.
That song was powerful, though. I like that. Yeah,
that's one of my
favorite
Jodeci songs, too. It sucks it's on their last album because I felt like their sound had matured by then. I was like, they giving us barbecue music now? Let's go. All right. At one and only. At Kicks of Coffee. At Manny Fontaine. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.